We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming out to WIP's Full Court Frenzy, going on now. I mean, the actual shooting will start during the 7 o'clock hour. And who will be here today? Well, how about Mike Quick shooting? How about Mike Vreeswijk? How about N'Kobe Dean and Harold Jensen and Mark Zoller and Ashley Howard and all sorts of notables from Big Five times, broadcasting people like Michael Barkan, a lot of the great women's players from the Big Five through the years. It's going to be a great, great crew we get out here today, so please come on out if you get a chance, and if no other reason, get to see Jack Fritz make a, you know.
Well, what did we get?
Joker of himself.
Joe, we got a text from Jack last night, didn't we?
We did.
Jack's been practicing.
Well, he's a little boastful.
A little full of himself. He said Pat Carroll's in trouble, is what he said.
Yeah. I think that is not accurate. All right. So speaking of hoops, we would be remiss 36 minutes into the show if we went to a 37th minute without mentioning this name, James Harden. So I know a lot of people have been a little sleepy on the Sixers lately, rightfully so. It's been brutal. It hasn't been fun. As we've said many times over the last now really 2 months, they are a tough watch. They also, though, tonight will host James Harden for the first time since he was traded. And let's remember, this is for the first time since he refused to play for the 76ers and really hurt the Sixers season dramatically because, you know, while getting two first-round draft picks back is nice for the future, the reality is James Harden's decision to take his ball and go elsewhere or to take his ball and go home until they traded him, it really, 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 really hurt the Sixers this year. And any combination of what they got, Robert Covington, Nicholas Batum, whatever was in that freaking trade, you know, while James Harden's not the old James Harden top five player in the league, he's still a good player. He's helped the Clippers. They actually might win the title. They're certainly going to compete for it. And so it's really aggravating that tonight he's in town, but gives us a chance to voice our displeasure. John, first crack at it. Like, I want everyone to think in this term today, 215-592-9494, as you wake up and experience the next 3.5 hours with us.
Yeah.
Imagine a scenario. It theoretically could happen. Imagine a scenario where James Harden is listening to the WIP. I mean, he's in town.
He's still up.
He's probably maybe still up. Yeah, right. Maybe
he had to frequent the old haunts last night.
He hasn't gotten his afternoon nap yet before the game. So imagine a scenario that James Harden is awake and James Harden is listening. 215-592-9494. What would you want to hear? What would you want to have him hear you say? John, first crack.
James Harden, you got off so easy here in Philadelphia, and I can't believe it's just been so, you know, haphazard. Hey, you depart and it's out of sight, out of mind. We despised everything that you represented, and now's our chance to remind you. I think you've gotten off far too easy. I can't believe the way this has just sort of dissipated.
By the way, too many
once
times
again, James Harden does
Brooklyn,
it again
here.
Does it again. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, yep, that's James Harden. And then I watch him out there. I mean, there's no conscience. There's no guilt. There's nothing weighing on this guy. He's out there doing, you know, whatever, for a lot, millions upon millions, hundreds upon millions upon hundreds of millions. And the guy's a total loser. We need to let him know he doesn't hear it enough.
All right, Rhea, I've been looking for it all day to your answer. If James Harden is listening, you want to say what?
You have completely ruined your legacy. I mean, at one point in his career, I thought he was one of the greatest players ever. He's a joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just everywhere. I mean, it's the epitome of a child who's a grown-up. Take my ball and go elsewhere. I mean, at one point I loved watching him play. And I was really happy when the Sixers got him. But what he did, he and Embiid in that Game 7 will forever tarnish his legacy for me.
Well, look, it's a great answer. And we'll hear your answers at 215-592-9494. What do you want to say about Harden? By the way, we also have today's Twitter poll question of the day, a Harden-related question. It's really irritating. I mean, his team's probably going to beat the Sixers tonight. They'll probably smoke them.
Sixers beat them a few days
ago. They did, but that ain't going
to happen. And he refused to speak to the media after, which is lame.
Shocking.
He's a bum.
Can I say something?
Yes, well, Wector, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Dribble, 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 fat. Dribble, dribble,
nicely
dribble.
Nicely done, Joe.
Look at her. You're welcome. Look at Wector weighing in. All right, today's Twitter poll question of the day, it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season in Armin, available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, who do you dislike more? James Harden, Ben Simmons. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP.
Real Sophie's choice right there.
We'll see where the votes go on that one. All right, let's go to the phones. Phil's tomorrow. Full court frenzy today. Harden tonight. Lurie yesterday. Sirianni yesterday. What do you make of it all? Andrew in Havertown. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, John.
What's up, Andrew?
Who's representing LaSalle today, Joe?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Who's representing LaSalle today?
Representing LaSalle today is Jaron Reed from she's a lady explorer, and it was going to be L Train, but he had a scheduling conflict. Unfortunate, can't be here, and hopes to be here, of course, next year.
Well, I hope LaSalle wins either way.
There you go.
So go Explorers. Yesterday's conference with Jeffrey Lurie was nothing short of just, you know, again, him covering his essentially what happened from the time that he left that game in Tampa to go buy a yacht. And I guess he maybe sees a new worldview of how his team performed. But if I were him, and considering what he said about Kansas City and what San Francisco overcame, I would have dragged him on the carpet a little bit, especially for Sirianni, who, you know, imploded this team from a 10-1 team, but we all thought we're going to go and play in a Super Bowl, to a team that got embarrassed on Monday Night Football. And I don't understand how you can have any confidence in your head coach where you have to hire a guy who, you know, again, coming from two organizations where, okay, they had a decent offense, but nothing really intuitive or ingenuitive. It was something for which, you know, you bring in these guys who had some success, but you can't rely on your head coach to be an offensive, you know, mastermind. And now the confidence that you continue to have in him, considering now you have a quarterback you paid, you know, $250,000 to, you have a roster that, you know, we all expect to perform at a high level, but I don't have a guy who's steering my ship who I can trust, who can take a team from, you know, 10-1 and
then. Wait, okay, Andrew, let me say this. So you might be right, okay? And obviously I thought Sirianni should be canned.
It's my greatest fear.
And I said that. But Andrew, I will say this. I think we all have tremendous respect for Jason Kelce. I was repeatedly struck, and I don't think it was just player talk to be a good guy to the head coach. I really believe that Kelce really believes that Sirianni's really good.
And I believe it's possible that he's really good at saying convincingly that he believes in his coach, even if he doesn't completely believe in his coach.
I don't buy that.
Even if he doesn't realize it, I think as a player, you say the right thing. Jason Kelce, we've heard him say the right thing forever. That's just what he does, Joe.
But he went really far to defend Sirianni.
I get it.
Like, there's an
he's
answer.
He's really good at defending Sirianni. I believe that's what you're witnessing.
He's genuine, though.
I agree with James.
You think he would go that far to not, like, at what point has Jason Kelce not been genuine with us?
He's always as honest
as he can be and all that. Yes. Like, I could see him defending Nick in a way where it's like the Pat type of thing. But he did. He was effusive about
it. He was.
You know?
Andrew, give me a big answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
Oh, it happens every July 1st. This man collects a paycheck from the New York
Mets.
Nice. And I'm going to go with Bobby Bonilla Day.
It's a great answer.
You got it, man.
That is a really
what
clever
did he say, James?
Answer. Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby
July
Bonilla.
1st
yeah.
every year.
How many more years?
I think it's like 4 or 5, that's something amazing. Like that, right?
I thought it was like 20,
might
35.
Be more, it might, you know, be, it yeah. might be 10
it's
more
It's a good
years,
answer.
Yeah.
In line with what he was talking about there, you know, what – someone should have asked Nick in 2023, last year, you talked about when the process doesn't carry you through. Yesterday, you touched on what happens when the process doesn't carry you through. Remember when he said repeatedly, I know when things aren't going well, we're going to double down on what we do know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right. Last year felt like you were doubling down on what you did know, because that's what you told us you did when times, when hard times struck, and you lost 6 of 7 games. Well, that, you didn't have the answers. You know, when you double down on what you know and you find out you don't know enough, what do you do then? And I think we got the answer. They go out and try to hire new people who know different stuff, who know more, so, who know better,
John,
how to fix it. Like, that's not Nick. It's you're going outside.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, you're outsourcing.
Here's
don't like the feel of that.
Well, I don't mind that. Here's what I mind the most. Here's what I mind the most as it relates to Sirianni last year, and you were just touching on it 30 seconds or so ago, that he did not prevent the train crash.
Right.
At the end of the year.
Right.
Like, it was
and
so
I'm
obvious.
Positive he didn't had, know how to stop it.
It was like you had two trains coming at each other, but they were like they were like a mile away, and then they were half a mile away, and then they were a quarter a mile away. And we're doing show after
Which
show on WIP
so
saying, hey, slow the stop the trains.
Yes.
Change the track. You know, like, do something different. Run a different play.
But he didn't.
And he did. It's like he didn't have it in his bag.
He's paralyzed.
To do something different. Yeah. And that is, to me, the most concerning thing with Sirianni.
Yes.
Because I find that inexplicable.
Because
that a head
he doesn't have – my worry is that his bag isn't quite spacious enough, that he doesn't have enough in the bag.
I worry that, too.
And that's why you got to go outside and outsource and hire a new offensive and defensive coordinator.
All right, let's get to Malik right now. Of course, your reaction, 215-592-9494. Plus, what would you like to say to James Harden if he's listening to us today? And also, who or what owns something once a year? The best answer by the end of the show is going to win the Phillies tickets. We'll all hang together April 3rd at the Phillies-Reds game. Let's talk to Malik right now. Good morning, Malik.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Malik?
I gotta be honest. I'm looking forward to tomorrow or Friday, whenever it happens. Hopefully it happens on schedule. But, man, I really hope that the Phillies hit the ground running. I don't want to sit through another March, April, half May, till they say, oh, yeah, we're actually playing baseball, for them to wake up. I want them to hit the ground running, because if you really care about winning a championship, you shouldn't be, you know, anywhere but in neck and neck with the top team, which is your real rival, Atlanta Braves.
So I'll disagree with you on one thing, Malik. This is weird to say, because we value the championship more than the division. I think you put the wrong word in there. I think you can win a championship with a bad start. I don't think they'll win a division with a bad start. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well,
it's just because the Braves are going to win their 95 to 104 games. That's what they do. And the Phillies are not going to win the division if they get off to another ridiculous 21-29. I mean, it is so unbelievable that the Phillies were 21-29 and 22-29 in back-to-back years. It's ridiculous. And by the way, Malik, I don't think it'll happen.
No, I don't think it'll happen either. And I'm positive they're doing everything in their power to prevent it from happening. Like, that is one of their focuses down there at spring training, to prevent the slow starts of the last couple seasons.
Well, again, I'm not saying right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just saying to you that if you really realize that chasing – the Atlanta Braves versus you've seen in the playoffs that they cr- the more that you've already seen pressure makes them have that problem with breathing, and they start choking, and they choke in the playoffs. It's a known fact.
Well, Malik, I don't think I'm not assuming that we automatically lose the division. I think we have a chance to beat the Braves.
Yeah. I agree with John.
It's not a foregone conclusion that we're just automatically going to lose because we lost by 14 games last year and we lost big the year before. I believe this team is good enough to beat the Braves.
By the way, Malik, the irony to your call is there are many that would say the Phillies choked last year in October, for what it's worth. All right, Malik, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
I would say the NFL with the Super Bowl. They own.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
That's a big answer.
Holy mackerel.
I was going to take it. I said, no, that's a haymaker.
That's a big answer.
Wow. NFL Super Bowl Sunday. Big, big answer right there. Speaking of answers, we got an answer from Jeffrey Lurie yesterday, his perspective on the Hassan Reddick situation. Obviously an ongoing, I don't know, dilemma, whatever you want to call it, for the Eagles. Here's Lurie yesterday, his perspective on Reddick.
What are your thoughts right now on Hassan's situation?
You know, I really wouldn't want to talk about any player, no matter who, under contract to our team or another team. And I'll let that play itself out. We don't have any games for, what, 5 more months? That'll play itself out. He's, by the way, a terrific player, great person, great background in Philadelphia. And I just see it'll play itself out in a very good way.
Look, the end is nice to hear. Most of it, to me, is a non-answer. Now, he says in a good way at the end. I mean, here's the way I look at it. He's probably gone, and I'll say this reason is my main reason why. If they were going to have a restructured contract, whether it's for 1 year to bump his pay or a new 3-year deal, John, don't you feel like it would have already gotten done? I mean, they've been negotiating. They haven't agreed to terms. Mm. So my assumption had it on is they won't agree to terms, and therefore he'll be traded.
Jeez, I mean, I have no idea how to speculate on this one. I know that he's due $14.5 million this year, and that is cheap. That is next to nothing for his kind of production. Double-digit sacks the last couple of years. You just don't find that sort of edge pressure for this cheap, which is why I thought he would be instantaneously gone as soon as he was allowed to test the market. We know that he wants to be here. They certainly are a better defense.
Hold on. Do we actually know that?
He hasn't spoken.
Do we know? Because, yeah, John, I don't know that.
I'm assuming. I'm making an assumption.
I tend to think so, too, but I also know he seemed really frustrated at the end of the year.
He was really frustrated before the season even started.
Well,
that was a big question. Is he going to hold out before it starts?
Right.
And he didn't. And we thought, oh, man, maybe he made a mistake.
He may feel that he's been done wrong, and
he feels that way,
and he's ready to just move on. Like I am convinced.
I don't think he's to that point. Well, I think he feels as though, yeah, it's a business, and they have taken advantage.
Look,
of the
my gut feeling tells me Saquon came here,
mm-hmm.
in part to stick it to the Giants. Sometimes you want to, you know, when you feel you've been done wrong, you want to take it to the next level. Saquon, I think, wanted to be in the division. Look, I'm sure the Eagles had one of the best offers. Did they have the best offer? I don't know. I could see a scenario where Reddick doesn't want to be here because he doesn't feel they did him right over the last year, and he doesn't feel that the offer he wants is going to be forthcoming, and he, in his mind, is, mm-hmm. I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, the problem is he is here.
Well, he is here.
The problem is he is under contract here.
All right,
for $14.5 million
and
a $1 million bonus that will be paid by whatever team he's on, and they keep pushing that due date back.
All right, what you make of the answer and the issue related to Reddick? And, again, the main thing, obviously, Sirianni's justification for keeping Sirianni and what he said about that. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, we have a presentation to make. What that's about, we'll tell you next. And Saquon Barkley with an interesting comment to Jason Kelce. What he said, you'll hear that, and we'll get the shooting going pretty soon here. It's WIP, it's Full Court Frenzy, and it's your opportunity to weigh in. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from the Pavilion at Villanova on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.